Welcome to Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery. My name's Kathy Moser. I'm your hostess with the mostest. This is my 16th show. So glad to be bringing you this show into the new year here. Today's topic for our experiment is going to be meditation. It's kind of a subtle thing to talk about. I want to let you know that I am not a guru on the topic. I'm just a student of the topic. By the way, as my friend Billy Jonas says, the word guru, you know, gee, you are you. And this is the goal of meditation, is to become more truly and authentically ourselves, which is really important as artists, because if we want to create original work, we have to have a point of origin that arises from within ourselves. And I personally believe that the goal and the point of recovery as well is to become authentically and truly ourselves. Now, here's an interesting feedback loop. Not only can we use meditation to improve our art form, but we can also use art to improve our meditation. I'm going to play for you a bunch of examples of different kinds of music that may help you enter into a meditative state during the show today. Hopefully some music that you might not have heard that might be helpful to you. In researching the show this week, I encountered an interesting form of meditation that I had never thought of before, which was called entering a painting, which would be where you would sit down and look at a painting and just imagine placing yourself within the context of that painting and using that for your meditation. So again, this interesting feedback loop that we can use meditation to deepen our art, and we can use art to deepen our meditation. And all of that is going to be in service of strengthening our recovery. It can't help but make us happier, fuller people when we are more truly ourselves, more present to ourselves, and being able to use our gifts creatively. So here's an artist I've played on the show once before. His name is MC Yogi. And he's a really cool, I find, a very interesting and cool hip-hop artist who is really educated about the history of yoga. And he writes about that, he raps about that. But this piece is it's a brief piece. It's just called Om. It's an invocation. And I invite you, as you're listening to all the music in the show today, you know, to be present in your body. Think about letting your shoulders drop, your jaw soften, your tummy soften. Take an extra deep breath and breathe all the way into your belly, not just up into your shoulders and your chest. So this is, again, it's MC Yogi with Invocation.
Live your life. Go for it. Go for the gusto in life.
I love the fact that as he's doing this invocation, he's talking about going for the gusto in life. Because it's a funny thing that when we sit quietly, it will make our life more full and exciting. As I said, I'm just a student of meditation. I have no idea how it works. I also have no idea how my cell phone works. I use it all the time. So what I've noticed is that I try to sit for 20 minutes every day. And sometimes that happens. Some days like today, it was just 10. And I go with this expression of a little bit of something is better than a lot of nothing. Some days I feel like I'm really connecting to whatever the divine power is in the universe. Some days I'm thinking about what I need to pick up at the grocery store. Some days I'll intersperse some really slow yoga when I can't sit still. But what I do notice is that when I meditate consistently, the day just goes smoother. One thing I've noticed is that in terms of interpersonal relationships, there have just been moments of grace where I have said the right thing or not said the wrong thing. And it really feels to me like it's directly connected to the fact that I have been meditating. I can't draw that straight line, but I definitely notice over time. You know, they say the only scoffers at prayer are those who have not done it enough. Like so many things in recovery, you don't have to take anybody's word for it. Just try it out and see what happens. Another thing that's interesting is I've noticed that Meditating in a group can be really, really powerful. I've done a couple of retreats where we meditated for 3 to 5 days in silence. And it feels to me like the group becomes very, very connected. And there will be points in which there's just deep stillness in the room. And everybody, it feels to me, is settled in. And then it'll shift. And suddenly people are fidgeting, coughing, stretching. And then it settles in again. You know what it reminds me of? If you ever had the privilege of playing music with the same group of people for an extended period of time, what will happen sometimes as a band is that you'll suddenly all shift together without having discussed it ahead of time into the same direction. There may be a sudden unexpected stop where everyone suddenly stops. You'll see this sometimes in jamming where it'll just come to a sudden end, everyone in some kind of subconscious agreement. So this is another way in which, you know, spirituality, recovery, creativity are all friends with each other. And I believe that these skills of being connected to each other and in good relationship with each other can be strengthened through the process of meditation. Well, I told you I had a bunch of different songs for you today. I tried to pick things that were really different from each other. So this next piece is called Desert Fire Singing Bowls, and it's by an artist named Matthias Ruckteschuckle. Ruckteschuckle? I don't know. It looks possibly Dutch. I'm not sure. I will post it on my webpage so that you can get the correct spelling and see where you could obtain this recording. Again, this is Desert Fire Singing Bowls. And now for the segment of the show where we listen to our listeners. This is from an anonymous listener who wrote, "Personally, I've meditated for many years on and off. And then this fall, I started meditating more regularly, almost daily. I love the online meditations on this site, which is onenessmeditationevents.com. And I'm going to post that for you also on the website." And this listener writes, "When I meditate with these facilitators, I feel intense and prolonged joy. And then throughout my day, I feel less stressed, less rushed, and more open to enjoy life. It's making a big difference." I think this idea of meditating online is really fascinating. I haven't tried it yet, but I am definitely going to. They say often in meditation classes, pointing out that when we are in meditation, we are connected with everyone in the world who's meditating at the same time. I think about this when I'm practicing also, that, you know, there's dancers who are practicing their dancing, and their painters who are working with their paint, and their other guitar players working on their guitar playing. And I sort of think of a web around the planet of artists practicing. Sometimes I think about that also when I'm participating in recovery events. I think, oh my gosh, at 8 o'clock tonight, all over the country, there are people, you know, helping each other in recovery. And meditation, again, this other web that we're casting around the planet of wellness and good energy. There's another source of online meditation besides this oneness meditation events. And again, I'd love to hear from you if you know more of them, and I could post them on the website for the rest of the listeners. But this one is on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. at the site called intherooms.com. And it's a meditation with Tommy Rosen, who is the founder of Recovery 2.0, who also does a lot of work in the yoga for recovery world. He's going to be leading a conference at Kripalu Yoga Center in May of this year on yoga, meditation, and recovery. It'll be the second one of those on the East Coast. That's in May of this year at Kripalu. And he leads a meditation again Wednesdays at 9 o'clock on intherooms.com. One of the things that made me want to do this show on meditation, recovery, and creativity is a book by David Lynch. It was suggested to me by a songwriting teacher named Amy Spies, who is also a great artist in her own right. And she recommended that people read this book called Catching the Big Fish. It's by David Lynch, and the subtitle is Meditation, Consciousness, and Creativity. And I just found the quote that I was looking for at the beginning of the show. He says, this one page has got two sentences on it, or I guess this is one sentence. It says, the thing about meditation, the thing about meditation is you become more and more you. David Lynch is a very successful filmmaker, as you probably know. He's did Elephant Man, Eraserhead, Twin Peaks, Blue Velvet, and he's also started a foundation called the David Lynch Foundation to encourage people to learn to meditate and to teach kids how to meditate. And here's what he says also about, you know, meditating. We are all so busy, and a lot of us moving around a lot, and you might think, well, I have to have this special room in this special place. But he says, you can meditate anywhere. You can meditate in an airport, at work, anywhere you happen to be. And he goes on to say, I usually meditate in the morning before breakfast and in the evening before dinner. But when I'm shooting, by which he means shooting a movie, I meditate before I go and again at lunch. And if I haven't meditated long enough, I'll meditate when I finish. He says, I've been in places where there are no other meditators around, but it's very surprising. People kind of like it. I'll ask for a quiet room, and they'll say, yes, yes, I'll find you a nice quiet place and protect you. And I go in and meditate away. I don't know if you've noticed, if you travel, there's actually airports, several airports that I've been in. The Newark Airport, the Detroit Airport, actually have meditation chapel, sanctuary, prayer kind of spaces. So if you are a person that gets to travel a lot, it's really nice to be able to just completely slow down, quiet down your mind and rest if you're waiting for your plane or you're stuck there or whatever. But the point is, you don't have to have a special place. And I think this ties right into our recovery and our creativity. In creativity, you know, there's so much that can be done in short amounts of time and short amounts of space. And the same with our recovery. If it's just we make a phone call or read a piece of literature, whatever it is we might do, these are some of the ways in which all these things are friends with each other. Okay, here's another piece of music for you. This is called Dancing Shiva. Oh, What I love about that track is it's got such great energy. And I think this brings into mind another thing is that some people, meditation is a movement. I've been to places where they have dancing, sacred dancing, or yogic dancing. Not everyone's going to find their meditation just in sitting still. Some people might find it cross-country skiing in the woods. Some people might find it in Tai Chi. Some people might find it in like a vinyasa flow class where you are moving and there is great music playing. So there's lots of different ways to experiment on this meditation thing. I love the movement thing also because as a musician, as a guitar player, and also as a business owner, I end up sitting a lot. So to be able to get up and flow with the music is a really nice break. Now, let's go listen to some more listeners. I have another listener comment here. This is our steadfast listener, Jim H. in Ontario, Canada, talking about meditation. Here's what he has to say. He says, it took me considerable time to find a method of meditation. I tried to meditate in complete silence, but the mind refused the quiet and wandered everywhere with no appreciable insight. I needed something to still the logical portion of my brain. In the past, I had always used alcohol to achieve that objective. Now that wasn't an option. What I found, and it may not work for everyone, was to put a CD on the player, music that I really liked, and replay one track repetitively, barely audible. In that way, the creativity portion of my mind was free. Logic was stifled. I needed a pen and paper nearby to jot down some random thoughts so I could determine if they had significance. And utilizing this methodology, I have had more success in meditation. I think that's an interesting point, you know, for some people, for myself personally, complete silence is really, really helpful. But I know a lot of people who work, I even know songwriters who write with other music on in the background because, you know, the feeling is that some people who are creative may have ADHD and that having some mild distraction happening, it's one reason that people like that might think better when they're driving. So to have something playing in the background for some people really helps. So I think the important idea here in all of this, in recovery, in creativity, and in meditation, is to experiment and figure out what works best for you. And it doesn't have to be what works best for the other people around you. You can find your own way in this because, as David Lynch says, as we meditate, you become more and more you, and you become your own guru. Gee, you are you.
This is an eternal decree. We'll dance like flames, for there's no gravity. Now I'm just a candle trying to stay lit in this windy night. Oh, got to crush my fantasies of how this life is supposed to be. Supposed to be, supposed to crush my fantasy, my fantasy, fantasies, fantasies, fantasies of how this life supposed to be, supposed to be, supposed to bring my broken heart to an invisible king. with the hope one day you might answer me. So I pray, don't you abandon me, abandon me. Your silence kills me. I wouldn't have it any other way. Is it wrong to think you might speak to me? You might speak, would it be words? And what would you say? What would you say? What would you say? Oh, it's so heavy. It's so price to pay. Your silence.
That track was called Silence. It's by Modest Yahoo, someone who I think is an astounding example of being truly themselves as a Yiddish reggae hip-hop artist. Amazing. Just also my general disclaimer that just because someone appears on this show is no comment about whether they are or are not in recovery. I have no idea. I just thought that was a really cool track and was hoping that it would be useful to you. Well, here's some couple other things I think might be useful to you. Celebrating the 5th annual Experience, Strength, and Hope Awards is going to be an event happening in Los Angeles, California on February the 13th, 2014. It's run by the people who run the Real Recovery Film Festival. If you heard my show about the Real Recovery Film Festival, it's an organization called Writers in Treatment, and they help people to get treatment, and they also raise funds to help people get into treatment. This year, they will be honoring an author, Carrie White, who's the author of Uppercut, and it'll be hosted by Ed Begley Jr. You can get tickets to that by going to Writers in Treatment on the web, and they'll have tickets there. The other thing I want to bring your attention to is a fun adventure in recovery. It will be the 2nd annual Recovery Ski-a-thon that's happening in Breckenridge, Colorado. It's actually the week before. I'm so sorry. I'm dyslexic. I'm always doing things a little out of order. That's run by the Harmony Foundation. Tickets are $25, and then you have to pay your own lodging and ski tickets, but they have discounts on all of that for people who are participating. So if you're interested in learning more about that, you can go to my website, kathymoser.com, or you can go to the Harmony Foundation website, which is harmonyfoundationinc.org, I believe. For the 2nd annual Recovery Ski-a-thon, there'll be music, there's a comedy, there's skiing, there's meetings, there's all different kinds of stuff. So it's been a pleasure talking to you today about meditation. You know, I was thinking about some of the ways that I try to meditate. And one of the tools I use is sometimes to imagine that the room that I'm sitting in is empty. And just to imagine kind of removing myself from there. Another meditation I do sometimes is imagine opening up the top of my head and just allowing sunlight to pour down in through my brain and hoping that whatever forces are out there will help me to have an on-track and clear mind. Another one I do is to thank all the parts of my body because I don't know about you, but I take my body for granted. A lot of times I just use my body as a vehicle to drive my brain around. So those are a couple of specific things I've been doing. And thank you for listening to Wings Over Water on City of Angels Recovery Radio. Please remember we have shows every single day of the week. We've been adding more shows all the time. If you enjoyed it, please tell your friends. And here's another little piece for you for meditation. This is a classical version of Amazing Grace. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in.